Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Horta steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Horta trying to get to home. Spikes throws the ball into Fosse who tags Horta who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy moves to third. Fosse moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. Fosse tags and moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse scores. Blanks moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blanks. The throw from Roof and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to third. Roof moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bibby covering, for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fosse moves to third. Cardi moves to second. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fosse tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to third. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jack Brohmer. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Dent reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Phil Roof. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.